Philip Sample, PL, to do certain care. Today's date is 06/12/2023. Dictation is 4. Miss Kiera Powers. Powers spells P-O-W-E-R-S. Kiera spells K-I-R-A. Date of birth is 11/25/2000. 22-year-old female. Arid vaginal itching and burning. A period. Patient says she has a history of bacterial vaginosis and symptoms are similar. She said she has had similar episodes in the past and was given Flagyl, which works well for her period, and thinks that symptoms, she thinks that she's having another episode, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication, allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of system. Patient reports itching in the vaginal area. She denies suprapubic pain. Said her last period was about 2 weeks ago. Stated that she's postpartum about 2 months, period, and don't think she's pregnant at the moment, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, correction. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2-sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 129/88. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.7. Pulse 91, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. There is no suprapubic tenderness, period. No rebound, no guarding. Normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T. Normal. Next paragraph, neck. Full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microtubules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Pelvic exam is deferred. Patient said she has had this before and knows that it's a bacterial vaginosis, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is vaginal discharge. Number two, vaginal itching. Number three, vaginitis, period. Suspect bacterial vaginosis. Next paragraph. Urinalysis revealed blood in her, trace blood in her urine, leukocyte esterase positive, but mild. Patient will be treated with metronidazole, 500 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 7 days, number 21, diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 1 day, number 1. She was strongly encouraged to come back to clinic if this medication does not alleviate her symptoms. She says she understands and will comply. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She requests to be off of work until the 14th. This request was given. End of dictation.